Thank you very much. Unfortunately, Dr. Stewart cannot be here to speak this talk. Fortunately, I'm still here. Also, the other author is here for this talk. I think we want to change the gear from the irrigated to dry land. Let's talk about this. This title is Effects of Climate Change in U.S. Great Plains on Winter Wheat Yields. I think we want to look at how the temperature and precipitation changes in terms of winter wheat yield in the Great Plains. Well, I think climate is changing. Everybody knows that. So we can argue about the cause, but we cannot deny the fact. The planet is getting warmer. So that's the, I think very clear, there is a fact there. Regardless you call this climate variability, you call it climate change, is politically or non-politically, there is a fact there. If you look at this graph, this is the global temperature land temperature from 1880 to up to recently. If you look at this graph here, is you see here, Doug Stewart, one specific point here is this is 1930s, is in the U.S. is Dust Bowl era. So then after Dust Bowl era, there is also 1950s drought. That's happened Great Plains. It's tracked very well with the global temperature. So another thing is you can see the significance is since 1980, the temperature has been steadily increased in last 30 years, 35 years. That is very significant globally, global land temperature. Well, if you look at this year's closer, I think this is the from 1880 to 1910 is 20 hottest years. Well, the 15 of 16 hottest years is from 2001 to 2015. So without question, I think we have the global, the planet is getting hotter. So also you see the among the 10 hottest years since 1998, 2015 is the hottest year. Well, the July 16 was the hottest month in last 136 years. So the NASA is saying is this year, 2016, is the warmest, on the hottest year on the record. So the back to this study, the objective is to look at how climate, technically is how temperature has changed in the U.S. Great Plains. Also is how these changes affect the winter wheat yield area. So winter wheat is the, I think in the U.S. 75% of wheat is winter wheat. So this is a very important wheat for the especially in the Great Plains. Well, if you look at the from 1885 to 2015, the average annual temperature in the lower 48 states in the U.S. is pretty much tracked very well is the global land temperature. The same thing here. You see the Great Plains is the mainland of the U.S. is the Dust Bowl era is 1950 drought period. It's pretty much tracked very well with the global land temperature. So this just show about the winter wheat, all wheat grain. So improve the include all the spring wheat, winter wheat together. It's pretty much spread in the Great Plains of the wheat, Pacific Northwest. I think the East have a little bit more, less wheat, but the majority of the wheat is here. If you look at the winter wheat, it's pretty a similar picture, but the Great Plains with the total from north central Great Plains, we got probably 47% of total winter wheat production in the Great Plains nationally. Well, this is a temperature of 5-year moving average temperature from 1895 to 2015 from the from bottom from this is the this is Montana. This is the Texas. Yeah, from the bottom of the from north to south of the Great Plains. You can see here is in the Southern Plains, the temperature, 5-year average annual temperature, it's not much changing. Well, there are changes there over the years, but it's not as significant as north part of High Plains. So this is Montana. You see the early years, the last century, is the temperature is low. But in last 15 years, 20 years, is last 30 years, it's been increased. So the north part of Great Plains is getting warmer in the winter. I think Doug Stewart wants to just show here is the climate norms. It's only is every 30 years, the NOAA calculates the norms for the 30 years. So that's how he collects the norms in last few decades for look at the temperature change. So if you look at the norms from 1901 to current, this is the North Dakota. This is Texas. You can see in last 100, from 1901 to 2015, the climate norms is getting, the temperature is getting increased. More, the north part of the Great Plains is temperature is raised more than the south part of the Great Plains. Because of the time limit, I'm not going to show every graph, but I just look at how is the how is going on there in the north, how is going on in the south. So this is the winter temperature. This is January norms since I think it's 2000 as well as the from 1901 to 2015. It's pretty much the even I think the January in the North Dakota is even warmer, more faster than the Texas south part of the Great Plains. That is, north part of the plains is getting warmer winter time. Well, I think this is a quote NOAA climate website is saying. Climate change rule of thumb is cold things warming faster than warm things, which means the north part of the Great Plains is warmer faster than south part of the Great Plains because they are cooler, they're colder. So the follow slide will show the average annual temperature from 1895 to 2015. So you see this is the north central Texas. This is the temperature changes over the from 1900s up to the 2015. This is the winter wheat yield. This is county level winter wheat yield. So this graph shows here is okay. The winter yield is changing over the time. It's from, for example, from 1960s to up to 1990s. Then starting somewhere around 2000, the winter wheat yield, dryland winter wheat, is a downturn. The yield is not increased, it's decreasing. So this is the Oklahoma. It's pretty much similar trend as the Texas. The temperature-wise and the winter wheat yield. So let's look at the Kansas. Well, you can see is the from early 1900s, the yield is pretty stable. Then got to the 1960s, the new genetics, semi-dwarf wheat is getting, well, two things contribute the yield increases. One thing is three things, genetics, fertilizer application, as well as the semi-dwarf varieties is used. So the Kansas, the yield is increasing up to also is somewhere around 2000. The yield is pretty much stable now in the last 15, 20 years. That is in Kansas. Well, look at Nebraska. It's getting a little bit north from Kansas to Nebraska. So the yield is, for example, the starting is around 2000. The yield is an increase trend. But if you look at the North Dakota, well, this is South Dakota, the yield is increasing from 2000 in last 20 years, 15 years. Well, the most significant is here in North Dakota. Well, North Dakota is not the state for lots of winter wheat. But if you look at the this data here, is in last 15 years, the yield is the increase trend is increased in last 15 years of winter wheat. Well, North Dakota is mainly spring wheat, but right now there are lots of acreage is the winter wheat. So, well, this is again the average 5-year moving average temperature from 1895 to 2015. Again, you see the northern plains is getting warmer. So I think he put all this wheat yield together. That's again, you see, it's from north to south in last 15, 20 years. You can see a clear trend. In north part of the Great Plains, the yield, winter wheat yield is continue increase. But south part of the Great Plains, the yield is decline trend. Well, if you look at the heading date, that's the from 1930s to up to 2016, the heading date. This is one cultivar. The top cultivar is the Kalkoff. This one variety is from 1930s to up to now. You can see clearly in last few decades, I would say last 8 decades, I think the winter wheat with the heading date is getting early. I think it's about 2 weeks early comparing in last 80 years. So translate to the winter wheat plants is, okay, this is the Amarillo rainfall distribution from the January to December. So what's the point he's trying to make is here is okay, if we if heading date is early, so we will have very the rain chance is smaller, which means by the heading, think about this is dryland wheat, it's not irrigated wheat. If you have a drought stress there during the heading, that's what hurt your yield component. So if normally you need, this is the heading stage is a very critical stage to the soil moisture stress. If you don't have the favorite conditions, you probably will hurt your yield components. So that's probably the reason the warm temperature caused the lower yield. Well, in summary, with this USDA data, it shows winter wheat yield are turning downward in south part of the U.S. Great Plains, while the significantly increase in the north portions of the Great Plains. So the annual temperature has increased steadily in all regions since about 1980, but the increase has been greater in the north part of the region. So even though temperature increase in south region has been less, but the trend of the yield has downward. Well, this could be due to the warm winter temperature advancing the heading date. So he is saying the heading date is one of the important issue. I would say, I've noticed we also have the shorter grain filling because of the warmer temperature. The grain filling is also shorter. That is could also be the reason of the lower yield. Again, unless the global temperature is decreasing, the Great Plains temperature will probably still increasing. We pretty much track follow the global temperature. So I will stop here for questions.
We don't have time for questions, so we'll move on into the next talk.
Thank you.
Let's thank the speaker. Appreciate it.